It's feared there'll be more violence in the Middle East over the coming hours as the Arab world reacts to the United States' change of policy on Jerusalem. The US president's decision to recognise the city as the Israeli capital prompted Palestinians to begin so-called Days of Rage protests. Donald Trump's call will eventually see the US embassy in Israel move to Jerusalem. It counters long-standing international assurances to the Palestinians that the fate of the city will be determined in future negotiations. We're going to explore the views of both sides of the Mideast conflict. First, I spoke with Professor Bassem Dalley, Vice President of the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network, who is concerned that President Trump's decision may be the trigger for a third intifada.
I hope not, but I am concerned. In putting this in perspective, for at least the last 3 to 4 years, and especially in Jerusalem, the streets have been boiling, and we see some skirmishes of this continuously. The Palestinians have suffered last year 243 casualties. In the first half of this year, 236 people were killed. So what you see today is not just a reaction to the decision to move the embassy, but actually the pressure that's been building in the streets for many years.
What is wrong with President Trump formalizing what in essence has been happening anyway, that Israel does have its capital in Jerusalem?
The Palestinians don't have any problem with President Trump moving the embassy, if he wants, to West Jerusalem. I mean, Israel has its parliament in West Jerusalem. If he would have said that we are accepting or acknowledging that West Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and East Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine, then the Palestinians would not have any issues with it. But what really he's saying Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And in essence, what he's saying is that I'm accepting the annexation of Jerusalem to Israel, which is in contradiction with international law. It's in fact in contradiction with three unanimous UN Security Council resolutions. What the current administration is saying is basically that we're going to throw all of this into the bin. And most importantly, we want to allow Israel to create realities on the ground. And then when the time comes, we're going to accept these realities. And then Israel goes and create new realities, and we wait a few more years and they accept those and so on. And eventually, all of this is done without the agreement of the Palestinians. And this is why the Palestinians are protesting.
But President Trump hasn't ruled out that East Jerusalem might one day be the capital of a Palestinian state, has he?
Well, I think one need to read between the lines. He said Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Let me remind you that since 67 until today, Israel has built settlements which encircled the whole of East Jerusalem. The Israeli government, since 1980, in fact, has declared Jerusalem, in between brackets, unified. So, yes, he didn't say that East Jerusalem can be the capital of Palestine, but I think one can read what he's saying in saying that Jerusalem is capital of Israel. I mean, the implication of this is much wider than just a moving an embassy. A lot of people may think, well, there's another building in another city. Well, what's a big deal in a way? What actually the big deal is that what the US is doing is not respecting international law. It's not respecting resolutions that it actually voted for itself. And that's why the rest of the world has actually reacted the way it did. The only people who are cheering up for these decisions is the Israeli government and the right-wing elements in Israeli society. Many, in fact, in the Israeli society are not happy with this because they believe that this is going to lead to more violence and more conflict rather than help resolve the issue with the Palestinians.
Professor Bassem Dalley, Vice President of the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network.